JD, thank you so much for that riddle. I'm upset that I couldn't get it, but I'm glad at least two people got it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, at least somebody got it right.
You know what I mean? And you know what? Before I get carried away with the riddle and how I feel about it, imagine that we've never met.
Okay.
Imagine that you haven't told me your story and we are meeting for the first time. Where did it all begin for you? Did you grow up in the faith?
Yeah, so I mean, when we were younger, so I've got a sibling, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom and dad always brought us up in the Christian faith. But later on, when I was about 15 years old, I started falling off the tracks. And then I fell into drug addiction for about 4 years.
Mm.
And during the last 2 years, I think that was the sort of worst period that I was going through in that time. And yeah, throughout that time, I think I slowly, my conscience started hardening, my heart started hardening and sort of fell away from God during that whole time frame. So I was brought up in the faith and then I fell out of it at about 15.
Mm. Yeah. And you know what? I can totally relate with what you're saying because I also grew up in the church. And yes, I wasn't faithful in my entire journey with God. But because of the foundation, you know, laid in my life, I constantly felt the pulling of the Holy Spirit, which eventually pulled me back to Him. And it was through that that I learned that not everyone has a road to Damascus moment. And that's what I had been looking for in my whole life. I felt that if I don't get the road to Damascus movement or interaction, I haven't truly had a true interaction or encounter with God. What was the turning point for you? What happened?
Yeah, so throughout that whole period, in the beginning, it was always about chasing the next high, or that's what it was at that time. But slowly, as you get deeper into it, things get ugly, and slowly I started getting depressed and not like really feeling like I had any purpose in life because of what I was doing in my life. And the longer that kept going on, the more I just felt like my life had no meaning, which was sort of a weird thought because during that time, it was always about chasing the next high. So it was strange. It was like an alien thought at that time, feeling like my life's not going to go anywhere. And obviously knowing what I know now, that was the Holy Spirit prompting me that if I don't stop now, I'm never going to be able to get anywhere in life. And that voice just got deeper and deeper and it just kept getting louder and I couldn't turn it away. And one day when I was trying to figure out where it was coming from or what was happening, I started especially feeling really like there was no purpose in my life. So one day when I was driving back home from work, I was trying to look for a way to take myself off the road or end my life. And whilst I was doing that, I just cried out for the first time in my life to God. And said to Him that I can't continue anymore. So if you want to, please end my life. Or if you want to use me for something, please use me for something. Because I've taken the perfect life that You've created for us or perfect plans that You've made for me and just let it all go to waste. So if You have any plans for me, please take over. And from that point, He just said, let me take the wheel. Shucks. And He just guided me and told me to throw out everything. And that was November the 9th, 2020. And He just told me to go home, go to my partner and say that I'm going to dedicate my life to her and to God for the rest of my life.
Wow.
And yeah, that was the turning point. So it was that prompting from the Holy Spirit.
Oh my goodness. And I can imagine, I mean, all the trials and, you know, challenges that you had to face throughout that time. And, you know, what I've also come to learn is that, you know, through those trials of life that we tend to demonstrate and give witness to, well, these trials tend to demonstrate and give witness to our true core beliefs, right? Especially looking back to what you've been through and then having to get to the end where it was time for you to make a decision and give the decision to God and say, either You take my life or, you know, show me a new plan because I've already messed up what You had initially planned for me. So, for example, Christians can experience suffering, tough challenges in life, and prayers that go unanswered. A person can believe in healing and yet not have experienced a full or complete healing for many years. In such cases, how do you then explain God's omnipotence with such difficult situations?
Yeah, so I definitely think that that is a really valid point.
Mm-hmm.
I think, unfortunately, we do live in a broken world due to our own sin. Looking back at Genesis, I mean, God made it the perfect world and we brought sin into the world. So I definitely think, unfortunately, a lot of the shortcomings and things that come our way are a relation to our sin. But how we can sort of see the good in all of it is by knowing God's character through scripture. And also, I think what's sort of inspiring as well is looking at Jesus' life, because he's the perfect example of life on earth, because God in the flesh stepped down and put all of his like power and all of his might, he left it all, put it down behind him, and he came to serve. And we all treated him like he was nothing. So I mean, if he was treated like nothing, then so much more we'll probably be treated like nothing. And I think it's more important to look at what lies ahead of eternal life. Yeah, so it's sort of a temporary sacrifice now for eternal reward later, or versus temporary reward now for eternal, eternal punishment.
Exactly, 100%. We're still going to speak to JD going forward. He still needs to tell us about that dream that God has placed on his heart and the big impact that it will definitely have to our generation, even the older and the younger generation, and South Africa at large, if not the entire world. JD McIntyre, I have a message to share with you from one of our listeners that just sent the message. It's so beautiful. Take a listen.
Awesome. This young man, this is awesome. And him, oh, wow. This is just awesome. I hope we can play it again sometime because he still sounds so young and it will help so many young people. Tell him I send him a hug, okay? Tell him I send him a hug. And tell him I'm very proud that he listened to the Holy Spirit and pulled back in time.
Ah, JD, that's such an amazing message from Cynthia. And you know what? She mentioned that you're young. Do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
So I'm 20 years old, turning 21 in November.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, I'm lost for words. Okay, so continuing on with the conversation, right? What does biblical stewardship mean to you? Just share to me, you know, how you live out your call to be a steward of God's grace and gifts in your life.
Okay. So I think a way that we could sort of, or that I sort of keep in touch with that is that like it says in the Bible that we should pray without ceasing, and like I like to keep that relationship with God, and whenever the Holy Spirit prompts me to serve, and I always ask him to reveal areas for me to serve, then I'll go out and do that. But I think it's a daily habit of, like it says so much in the Bible, is loving our neighbors, so just showing love to all of those around us. And I think it's really important, like I think it says in Proverbs 3 verse 27, where it says that if it's in your power to help a brother or sister, that you shouldn't turn away from that.
No, indeed.
Yeah.
No, 100%. And you know what? I can definitely attest to what you just said, because I've seen you interact with different people in our other employer. I've seen you interact with different people, and I can see, you know, the way you share your story, the way you share your love, you know, for other people, and the way you interact with other people. So that's actually a very beautiful testimony, especially for such a young guy like yourself. It's honestly very beautiful. And tell me, in what way do you believe God has called you in serving his people?
Okay, cool. Firstly, I just want to say thanks, T. And that really is all God doing that through me. So as of recently, God's called me out to create a website. It's called godsufficient.com. So basically, it's a platform for any of God's children to be able to...
I'm going to pause you there. You said God's sufficient.
Yeah.
Explain that word for me first.
Okay, cool. So speaking in general is not something that comes naturally to me, like speaking to people or anyone for that matter.
Yeah.
I think I just never really developed that in my life because of the path that I was on before. So with my current occupation, it requires a lot of talking to people over the phone. So it was really something that really sort of had me going on my knees to towards God, and letting him take the reins. And my team manager at that time always told me, "You're so self-sufficient." But in my head, I always thought, "It's not me. It's I'm God sufficient." And then that word just came to me. And then from that point, I just sort of lived in that manner that it's really not me doing any of this. It's all God.
Yeah.
So God sufficient is essentially, once we're saved by God, or once the Holy Spirit's within us, he's the one that's doing all this. And a lot of the times God puts us in a position where we in our own strength aren't able to do things alone with our own strength. And we have to rely on his on his power. Yeah.
That's
what
beautiful.
Keeps us in relation with him.
And that's where God's sufficiency comes from.
Yeah.
And then tell us about that dream.
Okay. So me and my partner have been wanting to get involved and volunteer in ways to serve God. And she's also studying to be a social worker.
Wow.
So it's sort of like an important aspect for us. And I think it's really rewarding work. It really gives you purpose. So I was looking for a platform and I couldn't really find one that was like fitting, or one that sort of was helpful, or things like that. So I just, or God put it in my heart that I needed to create a platform.
Yeah.
Why not just create your own platform? And he put it in my heart to create this website. So essentially it's a platform to offer services for, or resources rather, for God's children to be able to grow in relation with him and to be able to fellowship with one another. So we offer five services on the platform. So that'll be mentor, learn, church, volunteer, and the other one is help. So those are the services that we will be currently offering on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me the challenge 2 weeks ago of finishing the website. So the whole design aspect of the website is complete. We're just waiting on contacting more organizations and just trying to get more people involved in it, and just start providing resources on the side.
So what kind of resources are you looking for when it comes to these organizations that you're trying to call out to?
So I think the best place to start will be for the church side of things, to be going to the churches first and to be able to build credibility for the site. I think it's important for people to find a platform that they can trust for resources there. So we'd start with the whole church side and then get some churches on there. So basically the service will provide all the churches within the area that are wherever your current area is. It'll tell you the churches there and it'll have like a bit of their about us and things like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it won't be restricted to a specific area. This will be something countrywide, hopefully, God willing, worldwide.
Yeah.
And then you just put in your information there and then you'll be able to find local churches in your area.
Yeah. So essentially, in the beginning, we'll be trying to work with the churches and organizations to try and get that information from them, putting it on the website. And we would really love any feedback or any help from the community or people around us.
Yeah.
And definitely, if it isn't God's will, we'd like it to be global. That's what it is, .com instead of .co.za.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the different organizations that you'd like to involve onto this platform, apart from churches, what other organizations are you trying to involve?
So with the help section, what we'd like that to be is basically a platform for anything that anybody's currently struggling with, but we'd like it to be faith-based organizations. So for example, like a Christian-based rehabilitation center for help with drug abuse or whatever anybody's struggling with. That would be another organization that we'd be working with. And then there'd also be a mentor side to things.
But
I think the main organizations would be like rehabilitation centers, places that could help, and churches and communities that people can get involved into fellowship.
That's absolutely amazing. A 20-year-old turning 21, he's already doing great things and big things for the Lord. I hope we can learn something from this conversation with JD. And we have someone else special joining us. Earlier on, JD, you told me that your girlfriend is part of this journey with you. Sorry about that. Continue.
No worries. She is a part of it, completely a part of it. Like earlier, like I mentioned, when God saved my life, it is he also just said, now you're dedicating your life to her and to me.
That's amazing. Please introduce your girlfriend to everyone else.
Okay, so the person getting on the mic now is Kaylin Schultz. We've been together for almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in January. So it's 4 and 8 months. Four years and 8 months. Well, 9 now, tomorrow.
And you know what's so fascinating? Something that I came across right now is that your mother is the one that did the telephonic interview for me for my other job. What are the odds? Yeah. Like, God can connect people in such amazing ways. Oh my goodness,
it's
welcome
crazy.
To
what
the
a
show.
Small world.
Right? Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming with JD. And it's so sweet seeing you, you know, comforting him throughout the interview and holding his hand. Tell me, what is your input in this whole organization?
Okay, so I actually, while JD was telling me about all of these five aspects of what he wanted to put on the website, mm-hmm. and me studying social work, I knew that there was such a lack of resources when it came to mentors and resources for women in particular. Mm. And I just said to him, you know what, we are also sisters in Christ and we need to support one another. And I said that with gender-based violence and intimate partner violence being so high in our country, this would be a perfect platform for women to turn to and be like, you know what? I have the support I need.
Mm.
And there are people out there that I can speak to. And because of our lack of resources and communities out there, this will be a perfect platform for them to turn to.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Oh, thank you so much. And I'm honestly loving what you're doing. I'm loving the input that you even have, especially because how fitting is it? It's Women's Month. And in the break there when we were having a conversation, you just happened to tell me this information. I was like, nope, you have to share this with everyone else.
You put me on the spot, definitely.
They need to hear about this. And now, how are you going to make this work? I mean, we, God willing, if God allows us to make it global, well, I'm already including myself in something that's not yet. But how are you going to make it work? How are you going to, you know, once it's global, are you thinking of maybe, you know, going international, traveling the world? What's your plan?
Okay, well, obviously, if it's in God's will,
yeah.
JD and I do have this plan. So it's called Traveling Social Work. So once I'm done with my degree or maybe my master's, I'm still considering that.
A smart one.
I would love to do traveling social work. JD and I both have a passion for traveling.
Mm.
And by me being able to use my social work skills and traveling at the same time just seems like a perfect opportunity for me.
Yeah.
So basically, you spend about 3 months in each country. And it's basically missionary work, you can say that. And yeah, I think that would just be an amazing opportunity. And even to take the website globally and spreading the word through literally every country we're going to be visiting. And I'm just so excited.
Oh, this is absolutely so beautiful. I love the passion that you guys have, not only for serving, not only for traveling, but also for God. It's so amazing and so inspirational, especially for such young people. I keep saying, because you're young, because, you know, I've also been through a time in my life where I was once young and, you know, life happens and we tend to do, I mean, I believe I'm still young, but also not as young as you guys. But, you know, life happens and you tend to do things in life that will derail your path, that will derail your journey. So it's very inspirational to see that you guys have taken that step. You listened to God, his you know, movement, and he said, this is what you need to do. And you took it with both hands and said, you know what, unashamedly, I'm going to serve God. Unashamedly, I'm going to stand for the gospel. And I truly, truly love that and appreciate that about you guys. And before I let you go, as you know, it is August, Women's Month, and we have all had some sort of influence by a woman in our lives, be it a mother, an aunt, a grandmother, a sister, a teacher, a wife, a girlfriend. Who, JD, in your life is that woman that has had a big impact?
All right. So, yeah, there's so many to choose from in my life. I mean, there's some really amazing women in my life,
mm-hmm.
In my family. But if I'm refining it down to two, it'd definitely be my mom and my girlfriend.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, that's beautiful. And yourself? Who?
like JD said, there's just so many inspirational women in my life, seriously. But I think if I think of one woman who's honestly the strongest woman I know is definitely my gran. In 2018, my uncle passed away in January, and 6 months after that, my grandfather passed away. So basically, my gran lost her son and her husband in the same year.
Sure.
And she never lost her faith. She still remained so strong in her faith, and I look up to that so much.
That's absolutely amazing. Oh my goodness. I am truly grateful for having you guys here tonight. You guys have also awakened something in myself, and I would love to, you know, share some more information about what you're doing. If you don't mind, JD, I would love to also share your contacts should anyone love to be part of this website as well. Would you like to maybe share the name of the website so that they can, you know, search for it?
Yeah, definitely. I've got some contact details, and I can give you the name of the website as well.
Perfect, perfect. Just share the name of the website, and then I'll just share the contact details on our WhatsApp line.
Okay, cool. So the name of the website is godsufficient.com. Yeah, godsufficient.com.
That simple.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. And JD, what are the two songs that you'd like me to play for you before we let you go?
Okay, so the first one is Good Grace by Hillsong United, the live version if possible.
I'll try find it, yes. And the next one?
The next one is Kaylin's Choice. This is Brandon Lake, Gratitude.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for being here with me.
Thanks so much.
And I do hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Awesome. Bye.